The scripture reading for today is in the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 1 to 7.
今日读经经文是来自罗马书第13章1到7节。
Let us read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会用回应的方式读，首先用英文读，再用广东话读。
Romans chapter 13. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God.
Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment.
For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval.
For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the servant in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer.
Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience.
For those who you also pay taxes, for the authority and ministry of God, attending to his very thing.
Let us read the last verse together. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed.
罗马书第十三章，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不出于神的，凡掌管的都是神所命的。作官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的么？你只要行善，就可以得他的称赞。所以你们必须信服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。我们一起读第七节，凡人所当得的就给他，当得粮的就给纳粮，当得税的给他上税，当惧怕的惧怕他，当恭敬的恭敬他。
Children are quietly dismissed for children's worship.
小孩子可以静静地下去儿童崇拜。
Title of the message by Reverend Wilson Chang this morning is Governing Authorities.
今天的题目的主题是掌权者。
It might be difficult for us to understand a lot of the political realities of ancient Rome.
对我们来说，要去明白以前的罗马帝国当时的政府政治的环境，我们很难去理解。
But the mindset of the times caused the Apostle Paul here in this letter, in this portion of the letter, to exhort believers, those who trusted in Jesus, to be careful when it you dealt with the government.
但当因为当时的环境，以致到保罗要去劝勉当时的信徒，当他们去面对罗马政府的时候，他们特别要小心。
And the reason that was so was because Christians back then in ancient Rome were often blamed for social disturbances.
因为当时的基督徒很多时被指责为去产生当时社会的动乱的一份子。
For instance, business people like silversmiths.
譬如做生意的，那些做银匠的人。
They made a living off of false religions, and that was threatened. Their livelihood was threatened when people came to faith in Christ.
所以当时的人来到去相信耶稣基督的时候呢，就影响了这些做银匠的，即是做假神像的人，他们的生意。
You see, the unruliness, the riots that occurred in Rome, they often ensued when the gospel was preached.
而当好多时喺呢个当时嘅社会，当福音被传开嘅时候咧，好多时又有好多嘅骚乱或者动乱发生。
But it wasn't because the preachers stirred up the people. Do you know what the reason was?
但好多时唔系因为讲福音嘅人去产生呢啲动乱，你知唔知真正嘅原因喺边度咧
？Someone's power, someone's livelihood was threatened.
其实系有啲人嘅权柄，有啲人嘅生计系被福音去。
Because when you come to know Christ, when you follow Christ, God changes you from the inside out. And so that was the atmosphere, what was happening, and the reason why Paul is saying, be careful. Be careful when you deal with the authorities.
所以当时的社会就是这样，所以保罗叫信徒，你对当时的政府，你要小心应对。
Christians were not to rebel against godless Rome.
他说基督徒不应该去叛逆那个纵使他们没有神那个罗马政府。
And the reason is pretty simple. God puts those people in authority. Roman law was the only restraint for that society against lawlessness.
个原因就是说是神将这个罗马政府是摆在当时的地方，而当时罗马政府的法例就是唯一约束当事人的法例。
Now, with that being said, how about us? 21st century types, New York City, right? How do we apply Romans 13?
咁相对于我哋今日喺21世纪纽约市，我哋点样去应用罗马书第十三章呢？
Verse 1, please. Thanks. Again, pretty straightforward, right? Let every person be subject to the governing authorities.
第一节他说，在上有权柄的人人当顺服他。
You see, Christians, just like anyone else in society, should live within the structure.
基督徒应该是活在一个架构之下。
Because it's only then, without all this chaos going on of lawlessness, would we be able to share the gospel and to affect and transform society.
因为只有我们不会被这些动乱，不会被这些骚乱去影响的时候，我们才可以去将这个福音传开，以及去改变这个社会。
Even under the most restrictive, hostile forms of government, and I'm sure your imagination, your mind can think of those, the gospel continues today to be sent forth and to bear fruit even in those places.
纵使在最多限制、最不友善的社会政府之下，这个福音仍然可以去传开去，并且是结出果子。
In fact, I would say, I think it's pretty obvious that the faith evidenced by oppressed believers exhibits a greater vitality than those of us who are in freedom from political persecution.
事实上，这些被压迫的基督徒，他们所表现出来的那种活跃的基督徒的生命，比我们这些享受在这个宗教自由的其他的自由之下的基督徒是更加有生命。
Submitting to God, yes, is our most basic responsibility.
向神顺服，我们是我们最基本的责任。
But you know, God has a way to teach us things, to learn submission.Those are daily lessons, and that's why he puts those in authority over us.
但神有方法叫我们去学习顺服，所以神将我们摆在这些权柄之下。
Because if you and I don't learn the proper way to submit to those in authority over us, our submission to God is probably imaginary.
如果我们不能够学习顺服这些掌权者的时候，我们对神的顺服可能只是我们的幻想。
And so I'd like to give you a little quiz today. That's on slide 2. To measure your progress in learning practical submission. Submission to authorities.
So I want to ask everyone, how do you measure yourself? How do you learn to submit to authority?
Like, which of the following areas challenge you to practice submission?
In which areas do you think is a challenge?
For example, family.
譬如家庭,
School.
學校,
work.
工作裡面,
sports.
在運動裡面,
civil government.
在人民的政府裡面,
to what persons in authority are you today personally accountable to?
你要向哪一些的在位掌權的去負責呢?
And as you think of that, how well are you able to separate these issues of authority from matters of personal differences or disagreements?
你怎樣從你的個人的分歧上面 去使到你自己可以是順服這些掌權的?
In what specific ways can you demonstrate respect to the authorities over you, even when you don't really like them or admire them?
縱使你不是愛他們或者是不喜歡他們，但是怎樣在哪些方法上面你可以去给人家看到你是尊敬这些掌权的呢?
Do you get what God is after? We can learn how to submit to God by submitting to those whom God has placed over us in authority.
我们就是说可以去顺服在我们上面的掌权者，以致我们能够学习怎样顺服神。
And so my tough question for you this morning is, how are you doing? What's your grade as you evaluate yourself and how you're submitting to God and to the authorities whom God has placed over you?
所以要问下你，你今日你喺顺服掌权者方面，你做到点样呢？
Again, got a lot to learn, right?
我哋有好多嘢需要学习。
And I think Romans 13 teaches us that Christians have that responsibility, because if we do that, we make things better.
罗马书十三章就是教导我们，我们基督徒要有这个责任。当我们可以这样做的时候，我们就可以去令到这个世界变得更好。
For instance, I think Romans 13 also teaches us that we can make a state better.
罗马书十三章也都可以令到我们使到国家更好。
And we can do that because in a democracy like this one, you elect the officials over you.
因为在这个民主的社会里面，你是去选举那些是在位的。
And so you cast a vote. And you need to be a good citizen. A good citizen is a good Christian. And vote, but informatively vote.
你要去投票，一个好的基督徒，一个好的公民，你们会投票，但是你投票的时候呢，是要有足够的资料，资讯。
You want people representing you that are of high principle, high ethical values.Hopefully Christians.
那些代表你的人应该是对他们自己有一个更高的要求，一个道德的标准，所以最好就是一个基督徒。
We can also be good citizens and good moral exemplars to serve the community better, to be a salt in a dark world.
我们也可以是在这个社区里面去服务，去让人家看到我们一个基督徒一个好的榜样。
And so many of you, the principles of Romans 13, as church and state, ideally working together for the good of society.
所以罗马书十三章被人看到，就是说这个教会和这个政府一起去令到合作，去令到这个社会更好。
And so how are you doing that? How are you doing that as a citizen, as a Christian, where you live?
那你作为一个公民，作为一个基督徒，你怎可以做到这件事呢？
Now, are there, again, the temptation for us all, because we don't like to be under authority, none of us, the temptation is to say, well, let's not listen. Let's do away with the law.
其实我们很多人都不喜欢在掌权者之下，很多人我们都会说，我们不要个法律了。
But none of the views, at least I've looked at tons of commentaries on Romans 13. None of the views, interpreting views of Romans 13, advocate rebellion or refusal to obey laws and regulations.
但我们看到很多的解经书，他讲到罗马书十三章的时候，他们没有一个会去推荐说他们要去叛逆政府，或者是去选择没政府。
There's one big exception, though.
除了一个很大的例外。
And again, that's an obvious one.If the law clearly requires a person to violate the moral standards of the living God, then you're to follow God, not the human law.
个例外就是说，如果那个法律去要求你 去敌挡神，去去叛逆我哋所讲嘅神嘅时候，你就应该要去跟随神，唔系跟随呢个律法法律。
Are there times when we should not submit to the government over us?
系咪有啲时候我哋唔应该去顺服呢个掌权咧
？Well, Paul doesn't answer that question here. If you notice, if you read verses 1 to 7, which we have in Romans 13 carefully, he doesn't mention anything about that there.
但我哋头先嗰所读嘅经文咧，保罗并冇回答到呢个问题。
But other passages in the Holy Scriptures give us guidelines and examples of that.
但喺圣经里边其他嘅经文咧，就俾我哋有啲嘅指引。
For example, the government can demand respect, obedience, taxes, honor from its citizens.
例如一个政府系可以去向人去要求佢哋尊敬呢个政府，要人去交税。
And that's so because God appoints governments to protect us.
因为神去将呢个政府摆喺嗰度，系要保护我哋。
When a government demands allegiance that conflicts with a believer's loyalty to God, of course Christians must respond in a different way.
但如果呢个政府系要求我哋同佢哋去做一啲系叛逆神嘅嘢嘅时候咧，呢个基督徒当然系唔可以咁样做。
Believers should never allow the government to force them to disobey God.
基督徒唔应该让呢个政府去要求佢哋去叛逆神。
If you look at Jesus and his life, and his followers, the apostles in the Bible, they never disobeyed the government for personal reasons.
如果你睇到耶稣基督同埋佢嘅门徒嘅生命嘅时候咧，佢哋从来冇去为咗个人嘅好处而去叛逆呢个政府。
But just like in Acts 5:29, when Jesus and his followers disobeyed, it was because their higher loyalty was to God.
就好似喺使徒行传第五章嘅时候，当呢啲門徒去叛逆呢個政府嘅時候，因為佢哋係向神有一個更加高嘅層次嘅盡忠。
And they paid the price for disobedience.
而佢哋嘅叛逆咧，佢哋亦都要付上呢個代價。
Right? We don't want to be threatened, but they were threatened, beaten, thrown into jail, tortured, executed for their convictions that God is God.
佢哋被恐嚇、被打。被关进监狱，甚至乎被处决，为咗就系话佢哋系向神忠心。
Now in the Bible, God's faithful people resisted and disobeyed corrupt political and religious structures.
喺圣经里边都讲到门徒，即系基督徒喺呢个邪恶嘅政府之下。
And there are tons of examples. I'll just name a few. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel declined the food fit for a king.
例如喺但以理书第一章，但以理系拒绝咗呢个王俾佢嘅食物。
Daniel's friends refused, Daniel chapter 3, to bow before the king's image.
而呢个但以理嘅朋友咧喺第三章里边讲到话，佢哋唔要向呢、这个嗰个王嗰个像去下拜。
Jesus healed, Luke chapter 6, Luke chapter 14, on the Sabbath.
而耶稣基督在路加福音第十三章里面去讲到话在这个主日里面去医治。
Luke 6 tells us Jesus' followers, Jesus' disciples pick grain from the fields on the Sabbath.
路加福音第六章讲到那些门徒在这个麦田里面去摘一些麦子在主日的时候。
And Jesus' followers refused to be silenced by the authorities for preaching the gospel.
而耶稣基督的门徒咧，亦都唔会因住呢个政府嘅恐吓咧，而唔去传讲呢个福音。
Again, there are tons and tons and tons of examples I can point out, but for the sake of time, I won't. But moving on, again, what else do we see here concerning the authorities? The authorities are not just your civil government.
其实仲有好多嘅例子，但喺呢个经文里边仲讲到乜嘢关于政府咧？就系话。这个政府不单止单单是一个政府。
Did you know the principle applies to governing authorities over you at your workplace?
这个掌权的这件事其实在你的工作里面也都是从事的应用的。
See, if your workplace says these are the rules that you're to follow, that's a governing authority over you.
譬如在你的工作里面有一些规条你是要遵守的时候，这些其实就是在你上面的掌权的。
Let me speak to the children here if you're under 21.
If
you're a child living in a home, who's the authority in that home?
你喺屋企嘅里边，边个喺你屋企嘅掌权嘅
？It's your dad and mom. They're the authority.
佢哋系掌权。
This is what a home does, they say, and you do it.
佢话屋企系咁样嘅，你应该要咁样做。
Right? That's the God glorifying thing to do.
呢个系荣耀神嘅嘢，你要咁样做。
Those are authorities that you're under. That's how you learn to submit to God.
你就喺呢啲嘅掌权之下，你系咁样去学习去顺服神。
As long as they don't say to go against God, then they're worthy of your honor.
只要佢哋唔系叫你去叛逆神，佢哋系值得你去孝敬。
Every organization, even the church, has authorities you have to submit to.
教会亦都有呢个掌权嘅，你要去顺服。
You might not like the elders, but you must, to please God, submit to them.
可能你唔中意嗰啲长老，但系你要去。顺服神。
Let's look further at what Paul says.
我哋再睇下保罗所讲嘅。
If you don't mind, if you could slide up verse 1, the latter part of verse 1, let me just start with that. This is 1b, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God.
他说因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
You see, God gives them that authority. It's from God.
这个权柄是由神那里，是神给他们。
Now continuing on to verse 2 and following, if you don't mind, if you could slide up 2 and following, 2 through 5. Therefore, says the text, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience.
他说，所以抗拒权柄的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善就可以得他的称赞，因为他是神的用人，是于你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空地佩剑，他是神的用人，是伸冤的，刑罚那作恶的。所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。
Now let me unpack that a bit. I'll try to do it as simple as I can, which usually fails. But this simply means that your children have never been grounded. That is, you can't go to your friend's party because they're never grounded because they listen to you. They make their bed or they clean their room. You don't ground them for that.
簡單嚟講，就係話當你嘅兒女係聽話，佢哋做佢哋要做嘅嘢嘅時候，你唔會為咗咁樣而罰佢哋唔俾佢出街。
Here's another example. You have never been pulled over by an officer while you're driving your car for following the speed limit. You're never pulled over for following the speed limit.
又唔會話你喺公路上邊去根據嗰、那個速度嗰個限制而去揸車嘅時候，而會俾一個警察去叫停你。
Right, the person doesn't.The police officer doesn't knock on your window and you press that button to roll it down and they said, how come you're not in a hurry tonight? He doesn't say that.
那個警察又不會去敲你的窗門去跟你說話，為什麼你今天不駕快一點呢？
Right, you're never arrested for doing good, for doing right.
當你走得好的時候，你不會被人去拘捕的。
That doesn't happen. That's what Paul's saying. That's what he's explaining in the text.
保罗是这样在这个经文里面解释
Do good and right.
行正确的事，做正确的事。
He says, government, civil authorities, do not assault those who obey the rules, who obey the law.
他说这个政府从来都不会去刑罚那些行得好的。
They assault and wound those by the decree of God who are in rebellion with those rules.
他只是那些惩罚那些作恶的。
That's as simple as I can put it.
这个就是可以最简单的方法。
Right, you don't punish your children for doing what that you tell them to do.
你不会因为他们你的孩子去做你叫他们做的事的时候去罚他们。
You don't get a ticket for going the speed limit.
你唔会因为你喺行车嘅速度喺个法律之下系行得即系唔会太快嘅时候，你唔会被。
Now some of us who have a heavy right foot, you know, on the gas, might like them to get a ticket for going the speed limit, but the authorities won't give you a ticket for going the speed limit.
可能你嗰啲啊开快车就中意开得快啊，但系好容易会被人抄牌。但如果你唔会超速嘅时候，你系唔会被抄牌。
Verse 5, therefore, if you don't mind, verse 5, please. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For then, because of this, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God attending to this very thing.
第五节他说，所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。你们纳粮也为这个缘故，因为他们是神的差役，常常特管这事。
What very thing？
呢个这事系乜嘢咧
？The keeping of the law。
就系话呢个维持呢个法律。
See, suppose you're in Sudan, third world nation, anti-Christian, right? Sudan. If you're in trouble, you can't call 911. No one's coming. You're in trouble in Sudan as a U.S. citizen. You're in trouble.
譬如你在蘇丹這個地方這個敵對基督徒的地方，如果你發生了問題的時候，你不可以就這樣打電話叫警察來，他們不會來。
But suppose you're in trouble here, New York City. You call 911. You got tons of people coming in a few minutes.
但如果你在紐約你打911，跟著很多救傷車、十字車、消防車都會來到。
Why is that?
為什麼呢？
Because in this particular land, you've got the military.You've got firefighters. You've got police officers. You've got civil government. That's why you pay taxes.
因为在这个地上边有军队，有消防员，有警察，有这个人民的政府，有这么多的人，因为你又交税。
Let's keep going. Verse 6 and 7. You don't mind verse 6 and 7, thanks.
第六、第七节。
For because of this, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them.Taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed.
他说你们纳粮也为这个缘故，因他们是神的差役，常常特管这事。凡人所当得的就给他，当得粮的给他纳粮，当得税的给他上税，当惧怕的惧怕他，当恭敬的恭敬他。
So you really can't miss what Paul's saying here. This text clearly defines the role of governmentand governing authorities.
这个经文呢特别去讲到这个政府的角色同埋点样去管治。
He tells us how they're appointed by God and placed by God.
他们讲给我们看到神去点样去任命这些政府。
And he's imploring these Christians to, and imploring us to submit to the authorities.
他叫鼓励基督徒要去顺服政府。
That means you should pay your taxes.
即是说你应该要去交税。
You should respect and give honor to those in authority.
你要去尊敬那些在掌权的。
But these truths, when we practice them, they bring up all sorts of questions in our head, right?
但当我们是这样做的时候，其实我们头里面就产生很多的问题。
Because not everyone in authority is good.
因为不是每一个掌权的都是好的。
So what about those?In authority who are evil.
咁喺掌权嘅里边，嗰啲邪恶嘅人，咁又点样咧
？What do you do with them？
你点样去面对咧
？Did God appoint them？
系咪神任命佢哋嘅咧
？Well, if you put up slide 4, let's look at Romans 9, starting with verse 17. Again, talking about Pharaoh. Remember Pharaoh in the Old Testament? Pharaoh of Egypt. He was wicked. He enslaved.Millions forced slavery. Millions.
咁我哋可以睇下罗马书第九章，讲到呢个法老，呢个邪恶嘅法老，佢叫好多嘅人系成为奴隶。
Pharaoh was a brutal, wicked leader.
一个暴虐嘅君主。
And it says there, Romans 9:17, for the scriptures say to Pharaoh, for this very purpose, I, God, have raised you up, that I, God.Might show my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
神对法老讲话，我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的权能，并要使我的名传遍天下。
Okay, you ready for the test? Romans 9:17. Where did Pharaoh come from? According to Romans 9:17.
咁呢个经文讲俾我哋听，呢个法老喺边度嚟嘅咧？
God appointed Pharaoh.
系神兴起佢。
Why did God appoint Pharaoh?
点解神兴起呢个法老咧？
Right, to exalt God.And to eventually crush Pharaoh.
是彰显他的权能之中，神去将这个法老去剪碎。
So that God's name and renown might be known, heard, and understood in the ancient world.
以致他的名是传遍天下，被这个当时的世界去知道。
Because you don't think the Egyptians, after all that event of the whole army being drowned in the sea, right?After they were trying to chase after the Israelites, you don't think people feared the Lord after that?
特別是當那些軍隊去追趕這個以色列人，他們在這個紅海裡面被這個水去淹沒的時候，這些以色列人難道不會開始去懼怕神嗎？
I know this is hard. This is difficult to accept, right? And here's why. If God is eternal, if he's always been and always will be, he knows everything. He has a better perspective of things.
因为神是永恒的时候，他对所有的事都有一个更加清楚的看法。
Right, he has a fuller picture than you and I.
他比我们更加有看到一个更加全面的图画。
Right, all that we can see is right now. We're creatures of the moment.
我们被造，我们只是为这个时刻，我们所看的只是一个片面。
You know, most of us weren't history majors.
我哋好多人都唔系读历史嘅。
Maybe exception will. We're not history majors, right? We don't, you know, we can't see how things back then kind of, you know, fit the pattern. And so when things were bad back then, now they're good now. You know, history connects them.
我哋好难去睇到当时以前系点样，而家系更加好嘅时候，我哋好难明白。
Joseph, Old Testament, right? Genesis, sold into slavery by his brothers, evil act.
约瑟在旧约的时候被他的兄弟去出卖。
He ends up later, second in command in a foreign country, Egypt, that saves Israel from the drought.
最后他成为埃及的宰相，也都帮助他的家人去逃离这个饥荒的危险。
Yes, that evil act was intended for evil. His brothers did bad to Joseph, but God.In his providence and sovereignty brought good out of that.
没错，当时的约瑟的兄弟，他们所行的是恶的，去将他出卖，但是神去用这件事将他变为好。
We don't see that well.
我们看得不清楚。
Here's another example, ancient Rome. Ancient ruling Rome, right? So they have some good and bad things, right?
另一个例子就是说，以前的罗马帝国，他们有好的，有不好的东西。
And I'm sure you know from history that ancient Rome established great roads. They established peace. They established large cities that wasn't happening before Rome.
罗马帝国他们所建树的有什么呢？就是说建立大城市，建立这个和平，建立很多的道路、公路。
And as a result, the gospel spread through the ancient world like nothing.Anyone has ever seen before because of that.
因为这样以致这个福音可以去传遍很多其他的地方。
You had these cultural hubs now, it's called cities, where the gospel penetrated and spread.
你们的福音在这个城市里面可以去发根和生长，传遍出来。
Now, Rome was not a God-fearing nation.
罗马不是一个敬畏神的政府。
But God used ancient Rome.For his purposes, to spread the gospel, to raise up the glory of God through the land.
但是神仍然去使用这个罗马帝国去将这个福音去传开。
And then he destroyed the empire, right?
由神去摧毁这个帝国。
They were evil.
因为他们是邪恶的。
I could go on with examples to tell you about.
我们可以列举很多的例子。
But you understand the point? The Bible tells us even evil leaders are placed by God in power for a season, and then they're going to be judged.
So, 神是 一啲邪惡嘅領袖或者係政府係亦都係被神去命定嘅。
甚
至被神去使用，同埋最终神都会审判佢哋。
If they're responsible for tyranny, they're going to be judged for that.
如果佢哋系一个咁暴虐嘅政府，佢哋亦都会被审判。
So anytime you see somebody like our friend in North Korea or in Iran, you know, some totalitarian leader.
如果你睇到喺北韩里边、喺伊朗里边嗰啲独裁嘅统治者嘅时候
，It's just a matter of time, right? Matter of time, they're going to perish.
迟早佢哋都会消失。
People will turn on them.
啲人会去反抗佢哋。
They will face death.
佢哋面对死亡。
It happens throughout history, thousands of years, right?
喺历史里边不断咁样去发生。
And it's going to happen again and again and again.
并且将来会继续嘅咁样发生。
Because you don't oppress people for long, they rebel.
因为你唔可以压迫人太耐，佢哋好快就会去反抗。
And so the question is how? How can we?Specifically be of influence because we're called to do that be influenced for good as Christians in our society
所以神呼召我们基督徒要在这个社会里面有正面的影响力那我们可以怎么做呢
I'll be brief Number one You got to be a good citizen
第一你要是做一个好的公民
You got to start at the local level You got to be informed You got to vote as an informed voter
最基本的就是说你要去获得有足够的资讯，以致你可以做一个正确的投票的决定。
That means you got to get involved. You got to know what's happening in your community.
所以你要知道你社区里边发生紧啲咩事。
And number two, you got to grow in the knowledge of the scriptures.
第二就系话你要喺圣经里边嘅知识要增长。
Because the answer to the question, "What is life about?" is not found in your culture. It's not found there. It's found in the Bible.
因为那个最基本的问题生命是关于什么不是说建基于我们的文化那个答案是应该在圣经里面出来
The lenses by which you see the world is informed to you, Christian, in the scriptures
你怎样去看这个世界那个知识就是来自圣经
You're not informed of how to live in the world by your culture
不是说你那个文化去讲你听在这个世界怎样活
That's whyThis year, 2019, we're challenging every parent here. Teach yourself and your children a Christian world and life view.
So in 2019, 我们挑战每一个父母，就是说要教导你的孩子去有一个基督徒的世界观。
Let me explain what that is, a world and life view.
一个世界生命的价值观。
I do it simply. Think of a story.It's like a story. A worldview is a story.
一个世界观就好似一个故事咁样。
What does a story contain?
一个故事包含啲乜嘢咧
？One, a purpose.
第一就系嗰个目的。
You have a mission.
你有一个职事。
As a Christian, right?
作为一个基督徒有一个使命。
Some movement toward a goal that is good and meaningful. You have a purpose, a mission.
你有一个好嘅目标，有一个有意义嘅目标，呢个系你嘅使命。
That's the first part of a worldview, purpose. Second is problem. There's a problem, right?
第二就係話有問題。
A problem needs to be resolved to accomplish your goal.
呢個問題要去解決，以致你能夠去達成你嘅目的。
Some barrier has to be broken down, which is preventing you from getting to the goal.
嗰啲阻礙你去實踐你嗰個目標嘅嗰啲障礙，一定要被去解除。
And the third is simple. You need a solution.
第三就是那个解决的方案
Slide 6 That's a worldview Purpose Problem Solution Found in the Bible
这个就是那个世界观就是说有目的有那个问题和解决的办法这些都在圣经里面找到
A worldview is therefore the story of the world that operates at the root of a person's life
这个世界观就是说在人的生命那个根里面怎样去运作
It is that person's answer to these tough questions What's, why am I alive?
就是说可以怎样帮助一个人去回答一些很困难的问题就是说譬如是我们为什么是生存
That's why in the past we've gone over the Westminster Shorter Catechism Because it gives the answer to question one What is life about, right? How do you glorify God? Glorify God and enjoy Him forever
所以我们做父母的要去帮助小朋友去看譬如是小信人问答第一条就是说我们人生存的目的是什么就是说去荣耀神 同埋享受神。
So you find that answer in the Bible, not in your culture.
呢個答案係嚟自聖經，唔係嚟自你嘅文化。
What is the universe all about?
呢個宇宙係關於乜嘢咧？
Why is there something rather than nothing?
點解係有咁多嘅嘢而唔係話乜嘢都冇咧？
Why are we here?
點解我哋喺呢度咧？
What are the main things we should be doing and living for?
我哋為啲乜嘢而活？我哋主要要做嘅係啲乜嘢？
So what's the purpose? What's the goal, right? Part one of the story. What's the problem? Us, human nature, right?
第一，頭先所講嘅就係話嗰個目的。第二，嗰個問題係乜嘢咧？就係話人嘅本性。
Slide 7. Again, continuing on. There's tons of questions you can ask yourself that you need answers to, right? Why are things not the way they should be?
嗰個問題好多嘅問題就係其中一個係點解呢啲嘢唔係佢哋原本所應該係咁樣嘅咧？
What's the main thing that's wrong with us?
我哋最主要嘅問題喺邊度咧？
Why aren't we realizing that goal, realizing that purpose?
點解我哋達唔到嗰個目的嗰個目標咧？
Right? What are again using the storyline? What are the antagonists?
邊個係我哋嘅對手咧？
What are the forces hindering us from achieving the purpose?
有啲咩阻礙我哋去達成嗰個目的目標咧？
And what's the solution?
又最後解決嘅辦法係乜嘢？
And what's the main way to fix it? Fix what's wrong?
可以點樣去糾正呢個錯誤呢？
Those are all questions that you need to answer for life.
呢啲都係關乎你生命你要回答嘅問題。
And simply put, the Christian worldview is the gospel, right?
簡單嚟講，基督徒嘅世界觀就係嗰個福音。
Think with me, what's the purpose according to the gospel of life?
根據福音嚟講，生命嗰個目標喺邊度咧？
Purpose is God made a good, beautiful world filled with beings like us to share this life of joy, life of peace, right?
個目的就係話神去創造呢個世界美好嘅事物，以致我哋被造嘅可以一齊去分享。
How do we do that? We seek to know, serve, love God and others.
我哋點樣做咧？就係話我哋要尋求去認識神，去服侍神，同埋彼此去服侍。
Again, that's the purpose, right? Secondly, what's the problem?
呢個就係個目的。第二個問題喺邊度？
Us, we chose to center our lives on ourselves.
個問題喺我哋裏邊，因為我哋選擇以自己為呢個世界嘅中心。
We pursue things rather than God.
我哋尋求其他嘅嘢而唔去尋求神。
We prefer ourselves rather than others. That's the problem, right?
我哋選擇自己，唔選擇其他人。
And that leads to the disintegration of creation, the loss of peace within ourselves and around us.
以致呢個受造嘅世界開始破落，我哋失去咗呢個內裏嘅平安同埋周圍嘅平安。
That's why there's turmoil, there's trouble, people fight.
所以有咁多嘅困難，咁多嘅騷亂，彼此係為仇。
And again, the third part.Pretty simple. There's a solution, right?
第三個解決嘅辦法。
God enters the world, enters history in the person of Jesus to deal with all the causes and results of the brokenness.
耶穌基督道成肉身進入呢個世界，進入一個歷史去修補呢個問題。
And he mends that broken relationship that we have because we went against God.
修補我哋敵對神嗰個關係。
Jesus lives the life we were created to live that we won't live.
耶稣基督活咗一个生命我哋应该被造而应该要去活嘅。
And Jesus dies to pay the debt of our sin penalty incurred for living the life that we live.
耶稣基督喺十字架上被付上咗我哋嗰个代价。
And by his life and death, his resurrection, that problem is defeated.
藉住佢嘅生命，藉住佢嘅死亡同埋復活，呢個問題解決咗。
And we only see glimmers of that now, but we are anticipating, chock full of hope for the future, new bodies, in the new heavens and the new earth, no more sin.
而家我哋只可以睇到個片面，但係我哋期望一個完全嘅嚟到嘅時候，我哋有一個新嘅生命、新嘅身體。
Restoration, full.Of glory, joy, peace.
是满有荣耀，满有平安，满有喜乐。
You see, the new community that God is describing there with the gospel requires by the Bible cuts across all cultures, all worldviews.
神在圣经上里面所讲到的那个新的社会是超越了世界上所有的文化。
Or put another way, it doesn't fit any worldview, but challenges all worldviews.
去挑战所有的不同的世界观。
And so when the gospel enters a culture, enters a worldview, it therefore both challenges and affirms.
当这个福音去进入到这个文化，去挑战这个世界观的时候，这个福音去见证他们。
It retains the good, rejects the bad of that culture.
他会在这个文化里面去要那些好的留在这里，而那些不好的他就会去撤
出。And that's so because when the gospel enters into any culture, it resolves and completes that culture.
因为当这个福音进入这个文化的时候，你会修补这个文化，并且使这个文化是完整。
Again, refining it, putting off the bad, putting on the good.
去剔除这些不好的，而去维持那些好的。
Slide 8, please.We can't help but participate in the worldview of our particular culture and generation. You are who you are. That's a given, right?
你是你，你一定会在这个文化里面去参与。
But do you see what Paul is getting at? The gospel changes the way you look at things.
但保罗说这个福音去使到你去改变你去睇嘢嘅方法。
Is that happening in your life?
你嘅生命系咪咁样呢？
Are you putting on a Christian worldview?
你系咪带住一个基督徒嘅世界观去睇嘢呢？
And challenging yourself with the faulty worldviews that you have?
系咪挑战紧你呢个错误嘅世界观呢？
That's the power of the gospel.
呢个就系福音嘅大能。
We're to look at everything, including our work, and decide what to keep.That's good, and what to reject, that's bad.
我要睇下我哋所有嘅嘢，包括我哋工作，有啲乜嘢好嘅可以留低，而唔好嘅我哋要剔除。
Because that's the power of the gospel. That's what the gospel does. It revises us. It renames us. It reshapes us.
呢个福音就系咁样去改变我哋，俾我哋新嘅名字去重新塑造我哋。
Here's some practical how-tos. If you're a parent, again, the challenge for you this year, it's free. Just download the New Catechism app.Gospel Coalition puts it out. New Catechism, 52 questions and answers, simple. Put it on your phone. Put it on your kids' phones. Go over one a week.
有些很实际应用做到的东西，譬如你将这个信仰问答去放在你的电话里面，放在你的小朋友的电话里面，你跟他们一起去看，每个礼拜去看一次，看一条问题，有52条问题。
It's a tool based on scripture references aboutDoctrine, Christian faith.
这个工具是建基于这个圣经去讲到我们所的信仰的教义。
Better yet, go over to Westminster Shorter Catechism, 107 questions, question and answer. Go over them.
甚至乎可以去这个西敏寺的小信仰问答，有107条的问题，你跟他们一起去看。
Here's an example why you should do that.
我们给一个简单的原因，我们为什么要这样做。
Give you an example. Our cultures...Tell us a lot. How do we relate? How do we relate? How do we have a relationship?
我哋嘅文化讲我哋听，我哋同人嘅关系应该系点样
？And the Bible also informs us about them and how we should conduct and behave in those relationships, right?
呢个圣经亦都讲到我哋点样同人嘅建立关系。
What's the fifth commandment?
第五条诫命系乜嘢咧
？Honor your father and mother.
就是说孝敬你的父母。
Notice it doesn't say love, trust, admire your father and mother.
你要留意并不是说要去爱，要去相信或者去敬仰你的父母。
It doesn't even say obey your parents.
甚至没有讲到说你要去听从你的父母。
Now just in case you don't misunderstand, if you're under 21,Ephesians 6:1 says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord. You hear that? Ephesians 6:1, obey your parents in the Lord.
但我们提醒回这些年轻人，以弗所书第六章，他说你要去听从父母在主里面。
But why not include adult children?
但为什么不包括那些成人的儿女呢？
See, the Ten Commandments are ten principles that you're supposed to build your entire life on.
这个十诫你应该要将你的生命是建基在十诫上面。
They're absolute principles of truth.
这个是绝对的真理。
And they're true for everyone at all times.
是对每一个人任何时候都是真的。
They're the 10 principles on which you can build an entire life. You can build a whole society on.
你可以去将你的生命和甚至乎整个社会都建立在这个十诫上面。
You see, if the Bible said love your parents rather than honor your parents, if it said love your parents in a sense of feeling affection for them, that'd be impossible in certain situations.
如果你的圣经说你要爱你的父母，并不是说你讲孝敬的父母的时候，其实有些处境我们是做不到这件事。
Because some parents are evil.
因为有些父母是邪恶。
Why doesn't the command say trust your parents?
为什么这个十诫并没有讲我们听话，我们要相信我们的父母呢？
Because parents have problems too. Some of them are unstable.
因为这些父母都有问题，有些甚至乎不是很稳定。
They're not trustworthy.
他们不值得信赖。
To trust them in some cases would be wrong.
去相信，有些时候去相信他们的时候可能是会有问题。
Your relationship with your parents changes as you become an adult.
当你渐渐长大的时候，你和你的父母的关系也都改变。
A relationship with a parent is very complex.
和父母的关系是复杂。
That's why you need to study the Bible, because your culture might conflict with the Bible.
所以你需要去看圣经，因为你的文化或者这个社会的潮流可能跟圣经是相违背。
Little children are to obey their parents according to Ephesians 6.
根据以弗所书第六章，小孩要去服从父母。
But Paul writes just the chapter before that, Ephesians 5, he tells that there's a time when you must leave your father and your mother, and it says, cleave unto your spouse.
但在以弗所书第五章之前一章，保罗讲到话你要去离开你的父母，去跟你的妻子或者配偶联合。
The Bible's actually saying there that there's a time in which you have to get out from underneath your parents' authority.
圣经也有讲，有些时候你要离开你的一个父母的掌管之下。
You leave them.
你离开他们。
That biblical truth might be counter to your culture.
这个圣经的真理可能跟你的文化是相违背。
Every child, young or old, must always what?According to the fifth commandment, honor your parents.
每一个儿女，无论任何时候，根据这个十诫，你要去孝敬你的父母。
Honor looks different in all different types of cultures, right? But here's a commonality. Honor is a decision to treat your parents with dignity, courtesy.
孝敬就是说用这个尊严，从这个礼貌去待你的父母。
It's a decision to say, I'm going to look for your best interest.Be loyal.
就是说他会为他们的父母的好处去着想，去忠于他们。
Third practical is don't let talking media heads be your only source of information.
第三个实际的效用就是说我们不要被只是你被这个媒体所讲的去影响我们。
You need a balance from varying sources of the spectrum in life. A balance of information, right?
你不要只是看到一边的资讯，你要是有一个平均的信息。
You know why the polarization today of the political arena? Because some people just depend on a few reactionary commentaries from their favorite political view. That's all they listen to.
为什么现在的政治的环境有两极化的问题呢？因为有些人只是去听他们所喜欢听的那个资讯或者是那个媒体。
You need a balance.
你要有均衡。
The political spectrum, everyone on a political spectrum is a sinner, right? Everybody has good and bad points.
任何人在这个政治的频谱上面，他们都是罪人，他们都有好的，也都有不好的。
And number four, you have to remember, the only hope is the gospel.
第四，唯一的盼望就是说，是这个福音。
That's the only hope we have as a society.
这个是作为我们这个社会里面唯一的盼望。
Our best hope is an understanding of what God has said is right.
我们最大的盼望就是说去明白神在圣经上面所讲的。
And we need to understand we fall short of that right and we need his mercy.
我们需要神的怜悯，因为我们做不到圣经所要求我们做。
And Christ has come to fulfill justice in the mercy of GodOn the cross of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督来到这个地上，在十架上去成就了神所要求的公义和怜悯。
So encourage and comfort yourself. Preach the gospel to yourself.
所以你要去向自己去宣讲呢个福音，去安慰自己，去鼓励自己。
And go preach the gospel to your neighbors.
同埋向你嘅邻舍传呢个福音。
And preach the gospel to your coworkers.
去同你嘅同事传福音。
Because that's where you find the hope. The hope that we all need to get through this life.
呢个就系我哋喺我哋嘅生命上边可以唯一嘅盼望。
So are you going to change?
你会不会改变?
Will you put on a Christian worldview?
你会不会带上这个基督徒的世界观?
That's our challenge for 2019.
这个是2019年给我们的挑战。
Are we thinking as Christians or aren't we?
我们是不是好像基督徒这样去想着呢?
Are we really making a difference in following Christ in our lives in the world?
我们在我们的生命上是不是跟随耶稣基督，以致我们的生命是作出一个改变?
Or we're not going to change.
Which
one will it be?
你会是怎样走呢?
Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, on this Sunday before the Lunar New Year.
天父，我们感谢你在这个主日，在农历新年之前的主日。
To hear, Lord, what you have to say to us.
去听到你要向我们所说的说话。
We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would open our hearts to hear your truths.
我们祈祷这个圣灵去打开我们的心，听你的真理。
Our lives aren't about ourselves.
我们的生命并不是关于我们自己。
We get most of our joy from knowing you.
我们的喜乐应该来自说关于认识你。
And so I pray, Lord, that many would find that true this year.
我们希望在我们当中很多人都会在今年是看到这个真理。
That we would strive to trust and obey you.
我们会去寻求去认识你，去相信你，顺服你。
Yes, it's not easy to submit.
我们很难会去顺服。
We've got a lot of authorities over us to enable us to practice.
在我们在上的有很多掌权的，我们怎么可以实行顺服。
And our society would be a better place.When that happens,
如果我们是懂得这样做的时候，我们的社会会变得更加好。
Father, so may each Christian here be part of the solution to resolve some of our domestic problems.
我们祈祷我们每一个基督徒都能够去成为我们生命上面问题的一个解决方法。
And may Grace Church collectively be a light in a dark world.
也都让我们的教会在这个黑暗世代去成为一个光。
May we, O Lord, take seriously the integration of our faith with our work.
也都帮助我们怎样将我们的信仰在这个工作里面融入去带出来。
And honor you in all things.
在任何事上都荣耀你。
O Lord, help us, have mercy on us.
主求你帮助我们，怜悯我们。
Strengthen us to do that.
去帮助我们这样做。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
奉基督宝贵的名义求，阿门。